And this episode of Come Town is brought to you by Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice-A-Roni, it's a treat from San Francisco. What else can we say? They got a great mobile app.
They have a really good, yeah,
easy
bet,
to
play,
use.
Win.
Okay, what if Rice-A-Roni doing podcast ads? They're like, download the Rice-A-Roni app at home and watch. This app's great. It's, you take a video of the pot boiling, and it uses software to tell you when the water is boiling.
That's good.
To add the Rice-A-Roni.
That's perfect.
And how does you know? Watch. You take a video, water starts boiling, there's a trolley sound that plays. Mm-hmm.
Choo-choo.
You put in the pasta, and then the sound of a man having sex with another man.
Yeah.
Hence San Francisco. Mm-hmm. You hear that part, and that's when you know that's that San Francisco treat, baby. And it's only with the Rice-A-Roni app.
Mm-hmm. The mixture of lube and cum,
well,
and ass juice.
This is the real premium episode
Santorum.
For the weekend. We decided to go ahead and upload a live show to really just weed out the people that...
The cowards.
The people that love complaining.
Because
mm-hmm. You know what? We're done with...
All
with
of the, you.
Yeah, with most of you. Any of the complainy guys, you can suck a fat
suck
cock.
Suck my hard-ass dick.
You can fuck right off.
Mm-hmm. Lick
we
my
will upload live shows or not
balls.
Upload live shows, and we'll do both until all of you have fucked off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then for those of you that were smart enough to stay, you're rewarded.
You're rewarded with
for your silence and your obedience.
With this beautiful nectar of the gods.
Anyways, where were we? So Rice-A-Roni, huh? What is that? Faggot risotto?
Yeah, you didn't think risotto could get gayer, but guess what, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Fucking.
We got, boy, they, what did they take that risotto, take a little trip down to San Francisco,
yep.
Put it in Uncle Jesse's ass, and
that's
then
right.
Shit it into Uncle Joey's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get it.
Mm-hmm.
Rice-A-Roni.
That's original recipe.
And yeah, and then fucking Joey barfs it all over Danny's face.
Yep. That's
and
pretty
then
hot.
When all the cum and the risotto mixed together and it's smeared all over Bob Saget's face.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Michelle. What was Michelle's line on that show?
I'm
the baby.
Gotta love me.
Yeah.
Wait, we thought of that at the same time. No, it was...
I didn't do it.
No, that's Stephen.
That's Bart.
That's Stephen Merchant.
Did I do that?
Did Stephen I do that?
No, that she had one.
Yeah.
I forget.
Did
it,
she?
Yeah.
I don't think she did.
No, because Uncle Jesse or Uncle Joey was cut it out.
Cut it out, of course.
And then yeah.
And he had that little weird gopher.
Yeah,
puppet.
No, she's Michelle would say something like too cool or something.
Oh yeah, cool dude.
Yeah.
I do believe that the corresponding hand motion for cut it out was the same as the MC Hammer too legit to quit.
Was it?
I think so. I don't think the two was ever in a scissor.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just kept the two open, but I think it was disturbingly similar.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember the episode where Stephanie goes into Uncle Joey's room and he's beating off the pictures of Mickey Mouse?
Yeah.
These drawings that he's done of Mickey fucking Minnie?
Yeah, right. Of course I remember
that. And she's
that.
Like, Joey, I was just wondering if you're coming downstairs for Joey? Oh, Stephanie,
what the hell are you doing?
Get out the fuck out of my room.
You just hear him having phone sex with himself as different characters?
playing back a recording he did of Donald Duck sucking his dick.
Sucking your cock, Joey.
Is Coulier doing like a...
It's not Dave, it's a cartoon.
Joey never got pussy. Never.
Never,
yeah. Dude.
Never
was.
Jesse was slamming.
Jesse was definitely cheating and getting pussy.
His wife in the show was fire.
Fine. Mm-hmm.
She was like a newscaster or something with Bob Saget. She was like his co-host or something.
Oh, really?
Is that right?
Family Affair?
I think...
It really seems like the adults on that show were written by a 4-year-old. Like, none of them seem like...
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense why an adult
Uncle Jesse's job was wearing a leather jacket.
Yeah,
doing
right.
Elvis.
Yeah. You know, I love rock and roll. Like, the kind they play on the tiny jukebox at the Silver Diner.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude. That was my Elvis phase, though, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get it from the Greek thing?
Maybe it was like, all kind of together.
You're like, he's a cool Greek guy, and he likes Elvis, so maybe I should like Elvis.
I used to just be like, thank you very much. That was like my, I would get as a big laugh as a 4-year old. I would do that.
Suck me very dick.
Suck me. suck my very dick.
Suck me. Suck my very dick.
Suck my very dick.
That's right. That's right. You heard him.
Suck me. Suck my very dick. That's Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis, but horny Elvis. Mm-hmm. That's a new character for the
show. I like
show.
That, yeah.
I've been working on, too, Carlos, who loves Best Buy. Okay. Hey, what's up? My name is Carlos. I love two things, saying what's up to my moms and going to Best Buy. You know? I love going to Best Buy for them deals on electronics.
That sounds like the Uber driver you had that loved Playboy Radio. Yeah, like Playboy autistic Radio. Brother.
Yeah, they're the same guy, you know? Yeah, I love Carlos and I love Best Buy.
No, what was the Playboy Radio
Dean,
guy?
Dude.
Dean, that's right.
It's like, such like not a
yeah, I actually, name. I got the opportunity to work for Playboy.
For Playboy Radio.
Playboy Radio.
Yeah, that guy rocked.
Yeah, he was great.
Oh, fuck. Goddamn, I just got back from New Orleans.
Yeah.
How New Orleans rules, dude.
Yeah, there's food, dude.
Yeah, your boy went buck food? Wild on
you ate food?
I would, yeah. Oysters. I had so many oysters.
Mm. Oyster po' boys?
I had double po' boys. Remember that gas station you used to get food from in New Orleans?
Look, I was separated from my boys for a week, and I had a killer riff earlier.
I missed you guys.
I had a killer riff earlier this week.
Hit me with it.
I've tried to run past numerous people. If somebody brings up to me that Mrs. Doubtfire, there's a scene where like Robin Williams turns his hat sideways and he's like being a cool dad. And it's like just like, you know, like a middle-aged white guy's impression of a black, like a rap guy.
Yeah.
And I was saying, well, this is a sequel to Mrs. Doubtfire called Mr. Doubtfather. Mm-hmm. And it's Robin Williams in blackface pretending to be black to get out of having to raise his kid.
Ah, that's true. That is a legally sound argument. Because
he thinks legally black guys don't have to be in their children's lives.
And then I get to go on Maury.
Ooh, it'll do a dance.
Yeah, these kids aren't mine.
Tanisha, you a trifling ass bitch.
But doing that weird, hey, soul brother.
This ain't my little boy.
And these children ain't mine.
You a real job tucker thinking these my children.
What's up, Slick Willie? white men that have never met a black person. Hey, it's Dak Daddy Cool. That kind of Billy Crystal black guy.
Pure black, too. Like just the grease paint.
Yeah, shoe polish.
Yeah,
hilarious.
Good morning, being gay. We out here in Hanoi, ready to suck a big fat cock. It's the Army Air Force, fully uninhibited. Meet me in the showers, gentlemen. I'm ready to suck your cocks. Good morning, being gay.
Good morning.
The story of a private in the Army Air Corps during the Vietnam War who entertained his fellow troops by broadcasting the latest hits from America and also sucking their dicks.
Most of them didn't care for the music very much, but they did line up around the corner, around the block to get their cocks.
Morning, being gay.
Damn.
That'd be a fun movie.
Yeah, it would be. Okay. I think it's time for a reboot.
Yeah.
Enough about all this war.
Uh-huh.
Let's go. Let's look at Vietnam from the perspective of a gay man who just loved having gay sex there. You know?
Yeah, it's Vietnam, 1995. Yeah. It's Robin Williams, the host of Ladyboy Radio. Good morning, being gay. We got some real cool tunes coming out for anybody that's 12 years old and dressed like a lady.
Oh, fuck.
Dude looks like a lady.
Wow, transphobic.
Was that song was in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little too on the nose, if you ask me.
I think it's a little I love
go through the Robin Williams oeuvre.
And
we'll riff out a little... Different
ways he can be gay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. It's flubber for being gay.
Flubber.
Flubber. Yeah.
Flubber.
It's a man trying to make cum in his own basement.
Yeah.
Say, Trying to make his own Paz juice from scratch.
It's extra gay.
Yeah.
The flubber, you know how the flubber kind of animates? Maurice, the little flubber starts sucking each other's.
I've been doing experiments in the basement with Paz juice and it's come alive. I'm going to introduce it to the children.
Yeah, the way flubber flies around and bounces off of people and messes things up is an analogy for Greenwich Village in 1982.
What happens to a gay when a gay guy moves into a neighborhood?
The HIV virus flying around, messing everything up. Yeah,
that's true. Recklessly.
Yeah.
Damn, I remember seeing Flubber in theaters and being like, I want to jump. I want to be able to dunk because he used it to dunk.
Oh yeah, he does. Use you remember? It to dunk.
Damn,
yeah,
I wish I was capable of moving physically.
No, I was very athletic as a child and still am, despite my numerous injuries. I will be making a full recovery.
Stop, you're moving good again.
Yeah, my foot hurts, but I am walking.
We're gonna get you going by Japan.
Oh yeah,
well, you gotta get your outfits ready, man. That's what I've been preparing for a month. Yeah,
where can we buy kimonos? We have to wear kimonos everywhere,
school,
right?
Yeah, like kind of a schoolgirl kind of look, like that girl from Kill Bill. That's with the chain.
I'm gonna be in the Kill Bill uniform.
Yeah, that'd probably be pretty cool.
Because that's how they know to respect
what
me.
What if we go there and Sav is just swarmed? Like, people taking pictures.
Yeah. I'm a celebrity in Japan.
Yeah.
I think it would be funny just to do a show there and just completely bomb.
We should go. Yeah, we should book a show like a Japanese dinner theater or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to read part of Crazy Rich Asians to do Abby and Karen's podcast. Now I want to go beat up some of those rich
Asians.
It's
a book, right?
It's a book, yeah.
I'm so happy for rich Asians.
Yeah, it's about time.
They've had it so hard.
It's about time.
No, I did read it. It doesn't really feel like a identity thing.
But that's how it's sold, right?
No, is it?
The movie has been sold that way. It's like this is a win for Asians.
Oh, yeah. People live in Singapore? Because they're like Singaporese.
People that are completely like Anglophile, you know, like
right, of course,
yeah, like yeah, also been, like
the British came and turned them all into billionaires,
right? And they also like own probably slave factories too.
Yeah, where they make cell
phones.
I don't know. Let me tell you this right now. I know absolutely nothing about the economy of Singapore, but I'm assuming all of those rich people are slave owning.
100%. You can't. They have some kind of slaves,
and they hate black people.
Do
I've
they?
Decided.
Yeah, I think.
No,
they do.
I think they like.
No, I think they do.
They think they're Michael. No, they all think they're Michael Jordan.
The book does open with like a scene where they're in like a hotel and the concierge won't give them a room because they're Chinese, and so they buy the hotel.
That's
the
pretty cool.
The owner of the hotel comes in and he's like, "Oh, Mister, you know, Dick Face, you're fired. Meet your new, or well, you know, meet your new boss, Mrs. Ding Dong, or whatever the fuck." Yeah. And then Ding Dong, and Ding Dong fires him.
That's a cool move. I respect that. Yeah. Even though I hate the rich.
That's a rapper kind of move.
I would love to be rich.
I'll buy your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy your house, turn it into a fucking place where you just make fucking muffins.
How about Crazy Rich Nanans?
And it's about okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So I love coming to Singapore. The nicest thing about Singapore is you can never have too much gay sex in Singapore. Cruising Dan.
Cruising Dan. You can never. As opposed to a lot of other places in the world. There's something about the geography.
Yeah, I live in Chelsea. The thing I like about Chelsea is the bathrooms are so large. Makes me feel like a Samsung Galaxy S8. Went off in my ass. Really makes me feel like Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
These cruising guys love Dominic Strauss-Kahn.
Yeah, you know who I met recently is that Nanan guy.
Pretty cool guy. Yeah, he's in the bathroom.
Shitty comic. Great at suck a dick. No, I love fucking him. Yeah, a guy I have a lot of respect for is comedian Joe List. A little bit about myself. I'm half Indian, half Japanese. 100% gay. That means I take my shoes off before I put curry in my ass.
I buy my sushi at 7-Eleven. And I also buy lube for a man to fuck me in the ass with from there.
Yeah. Cruising Dan crushing in front of 1,000 non-gay people. Love San Francisco. Love coming here for the tech scene. I also love the bathroom scene here. A lot of people are worried about trans women using the women's bathroom and exposing their penis to children. I'm also against that, just because I want them in the men's bathroom exposing their penis to me.
That's you know? A good bit, actually. Yeah. I'll take that from Dan.
The more penises I can see, the better. Ha ha. Cruisin' Dan.
Cruisin' Dan.
Wish I could do a Tom Myers impression. Cruisin' Tom.
Yeah. I don't know what Tom even sounds like.
I like Havre de Grace. Havre de Grace is a nice place. The thing I like most about Havre de Grace is you can you have as much gay sex as you want.
What I love most is you can have gay sex here.
I think that's cool about Havre de Grace. I like to call it Havre de Gay Sex.
Havre de Gay
Sex. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can never have enough gay sex during the Republican primaries. Oh, fuck. Yeah. No, I think we found the core element of
this
what makes
good
this show.
Stuff, man.
Yeah,
this
show
is good. Talking about how much you love a place because you can have gay sex there.
The voice of comedians.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in New Orleans. Grew up in New Orleans. New Orleans is an interesting place because you can't really have gay sex there.
I'm losing Norman. I'm doing lists too much.
Yeah, it's bleeding into list. But you know what? They probably talk similar. They spend so much
time
together.
They do.
Yeah, Mark's just a little higher, I think.
Here's Joe. Here's Mark.
Yep. Yeah.
Joe, Mark.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Gay sex. Kidding.
There you go.
So Dominic Strauss-Kahn, kidding.
I like that Dominic Strauss-Kahn is your anchor for Joe. That's what gets you back into Joe's.
Well, it is a good word for him. Because his like the staccato way he jumps through syllables is evident in like Dominic.
Mm-hmm. Dominic.
Yeah, yeah.
Strauss-Kahn.
I feel like Dominic.
Yeah. Dominic.
Yeah. Dominic Strauss-Kahn. Then, yeah. You know, you get the inflection on the last.
Yeah. I just think it's just such a good pull, like as a reference.
It's a funny reference. It's automatically a funny reference because it's like it will. You could never write a joke where the punchline is "I feel like Dominic Strauss-Kahn" and have it be funny.
It's like one of those.
There's not a single setup in the world where that would be a good joke because the reference is outdated, and also like
it's never going to come back.
The phonemic investment in saying Dominic Strauss-Kahn makes it automatically unfunny.
Right. Yeah.
There's like too many names there.
Yeah. And that's, we haven't even gotten into the fact that he is just a disgraced rapist.
a guy that raped a Senegalese housemate.
Yeah. And then, it's also the perfect amount of time because I think that happened like 8 years ago or something.
Nah, it was four or 5 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like 2014.
I thought it was whatever. But
hey, Dominic, maybe we should put him on.
I mean,
the
people forgot
Supreme
about that
Court,
like a week later.
Yeah,
there you go, dude.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
How about Brett Kavanaugh? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Brett Kavanaugh.
That guy
just
looks like a bitch, dude. That's my take on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got that doughy ass fucked up.
Yeah,
face.
They said that he's a big shiny Nats fan. He looks like one of those just like dildos that goes to Nats
like
games.
The Nats.
Yeah. Just guys from Arlington that go to fucking Nats games.
She's like, his skin is
Arlington
like scaly
sucks. Arlington sucks.
Arlington scaly is the worst place in the world.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Fuck Arlington.
Arlington is like a fun place for people that are incapable of actually relaxing.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely.
Like, yeah, no, we had a pretty good night last night. Me and Steven went out wearing the same exact clothes we wore to work. And kept our shirts tucked in the entire time.
Yeah, we kept our IDs from work on our belt loops.
Right,
yeah.
Yeah. And then we had a judicious amount of beers each.
Oh, yeah, guys bragging about how much beer they drink. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's what Arlington is, yeah. Yeah, it's fucking, yeah, it's, dudes, yeah, they have, like, what
people
do you call
it? Like, earnestly seek out and enjoy going to Irish theme bars.
Yeah, 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 that's exactly what I was gonna say, yeah. Yeah. Just, like, a fucking Irish pub right. And, like, a
anyone
fake, like...
Slante.
What was that? What's yes? And then
yeah. Just chug a Guinness.
Just, like, a fake, like, Gaelic word.
Yeah. No, every Irish bar is either Slantia, Fado, Tiernanog, uh-huh. Re-Raw.
Re-Raw.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Shouts
that
out,
one, what was that one in Arlington across from the draft house? Like,
P.J. Brennan's.
P.J. Brennan's. Mm-hmm. Which is, like...
Closed now.
Irish in name only.
Yeah, remember we would go in, they were just like playing hip hop.
Yeah, it was
videos.
All, yeah, like samba and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like reggaeton night at the fucking Irish bar.
Yeah. Yeah, there was not a single Irish element to that fucking place.
Yeah. The best was Ned Devine's in Sterling. Uh-huh. You ever go there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Ned Devine's in Sterling was like, you'd go in, it was in a strip mall. You'd go in and there'd be like, there was like, you had to go downstairs to get to like the first bar area, and which was pretty big in its own right. And then you go downstairs again, and it's this massive, it like opens way the fuck up. And you're like three stories underground, and it's this massive bar because I guess it was a venue.
Oh, wow.
And they had like shit in the back, but then like table seating that like hooked around the sides, and then like a main stage that they'd do shows on sometimes, and like a side stage. But then the walls were all like an Irish village for some reason. But then again, same thing, because it's fucking Northern Virginia, so it's like nothing but like Hispanic people to
right,
go there.
Right.
You know,
right.
For reggaeton night.
Yeah, that's the only funny part of Arlington is when it's just like a bunch of like little ass Guatemalan dudes. Yeah. Like,
oh yeah, there's really good food around there.
In Arlington?
Like, not in Arlington, in like Falls Church and shit.
There's good ass Korean food in where the fuck was it? I used to drive down from Baltimore.
Aren't there a ton of Vietnamese people in like Northern
Virginia?
No, it's
Korean, bro.
Is it Korean people?
It's so
I didn't
good.
Really have Korean food that was good until I came here. I mean, I had Korean food here and there.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Korean food is real popular now, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't popular for a long time.
I discovered that shit in college, and it was love at first motherfucking sight. Shouts out to Honey Pig. Down on fucking
Route 40. What's the Korean chicken place in D.C.? Like the D.C. area?
It's
like fire.
It's
a fried chicken place.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a chain, and it's here, too, now. Bonchon.
Oh, yeah.
That
place is dope.
I don't know if I went there.
Double fried.
Extra crisp.
You're fucked after
no,
that.
No, what's the place that's just on the end of, like, 33rd, but like, the end of K-Town on 33rd?
Oh,
it's on the northern side of the
in
street.
In New York?
Yeah, it's called, like, Don Boo or Dong Boo or Ding Dong or
yeah,
something like that.
Is that that place where it's like a cafeteria style?
No, that's
Worijip. Dong Souk.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't know. Maybe
I went
it's
there
Dong Souk.
Once.
Dong
Souk.
You think it's Dong Souk?
I mean, it could be. Look, I'm not ruling it out. I'll Google Dong Souk right now, and it'll be like nine different restaurants. It's probably the fucking president of South Korea's name. No way to verify that.
Yeah.
Speaking of men who have been falsely accused, I read the whole Soon Yi article.
Of course you did.
And they dropped retard like four or five times in the article.
That was, by the way, that
pretty
was the funniest
dope.
Part of Norm Macdonald getting in trouble for whatever.
Is in the apology.
You'd have to be someone with Down syndrome not to feel sorry for victims.
Dude, he is our guy.
He's a champion.
He is our guy.
He's a fucking champion.
He's the best stand-up
Look,
in the world.
Look, once the smoke clears from all of this shit and it's okay to rape girls again. They should build a statue for Norm Macdonald.
Well, he didn't rape anyone.
I know he didn't rape anyone, but
he's actually
that,
like you. What? He's like anti-horny.
Of course, but he's like that.
Nah, he's horny. He's just ashamed of it, like Nick.
No, the to do that in apology is masterful.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know he knows exactly.
I'm
yeah,
not
he
sure
knows
of
what
it.
He's doing.
I think he's kind of removed enough from society. No, I had a long conversation with my friend Max about this, but yeah.
Well, if you had a conversation with Max. Yeah,
we don't have to talk about it.
I didn't realize Max.
Max weighed in.
Yeah, we can talk to Max about it. We bring Max on the pod.
This motherfucker said like he literally talked to Norm.
We already had a long time. Yeah.
No, we talked about it.
Me and my landlord already figured this out.
Me and my landlord. No, his mom is my landlord.
Anyway, well, at least you guys got to the bottom of it.
No, we randomly talked about it for 40 minutes, and he's like, "Oh, that's so calculated." Like Norm knows that that's gonna piss people off, and his fans are gonna think it's hilarious. And
it did piss people off, and his fans
did think it was hilarious.
Vis-a-vis me,
yeah,
and Stavros.
He's the best.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
he's the
best.
I mean,
to throw that in his apologies.
That's my new word, Down syndrome.
That's my new word. I'm going to start using that.
What an apology. Unbelievable.
And then he had a third apology.
Yeah. Did he?
I think he fucked up again.
That rule.
Yeah. He should just see how much he could fuck up, because who gives a shit, right?
Well, part of the first interview made me think that maybe he wasn't doing bits and he is kind of removed from society. Like when he said that he doesn't know racism, he didn't know racism existed until he saw the new Sacha Baron Cohen show.
I love Norm, but like, I also do think he is out of touch as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's in comedy clubs 250 nights a year. He's like constantly, like he's... Or gambling.
Also, the thing about Norm Macdonald, like I read his book, and even though it's like a fictionalized thing, it's like that motherfucker like grew up in a farm in like
in
rural ass Canada. Yeah. Like his life is close. His childhood is closer to like the Great Depression than like living in modern society.
Well, I think some of that was like hammed up for.
I know it was, but still, I don't think it's literal. But he did grow up in like
his book
rural
so
Canada in like
good.
The what 40s, 50s. Like how old is he?
I don't know.
What if it comes out too?
Later than that.
What if we find out that as people with Down syndrome actually don't 70s. Have sympathy for the victims of Me Too?
Huh? Ooh.
You get a tape of a guy with Down syndrome that's like, actually, I think Israel Argento and Rose McGowan deserved it.
Then Norm's a hero, dude.
Yeah.
That's what he's betting on. Yeah, he's betting on.
Right. So Harvey Weinstein is actually innocent.
Dude, every time you do that voice, it's a diabolical genius.
But I said,
I'm sorry. I thought we believe in something called due process. Innocent until proven guilty.
I don't believe in trial by social media.
You can say I'm a retard, but until it's proven.
He was born
in
1959.
Yeah, so he was a kid in the
70s. 60s.
Because he talked about it as like a kid going 60s. To see Letterman do stand up.
Yeah.
Like as like a
teenager.
But like growing up had to have been
in the 60s. But yeah, but I mean like he's a child. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I sent it to you guys last night, but one of my favorite Woody quotes from the was people think I was Suji's father that I raped and married my underage retarded daughter.
He said that?
Yeah. and then it said those people would be right. And then it says right after that she cut a check for Hillary during the campaign and Hillary sent it back.
Damn, that's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously he's, you know, as a
Hillary's
comic,
like,
we gotta,
look,
we gotta
I can't accept your money.
Him.
My husband's already a rapist. How's it gonna look getting a Jewish rapist on the in the mix too?
How about Poonyi?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Poonyi. Poonyi Previn.
Wait, what did he say though, that she's not retarded?
And then she was like, yeah, and then she was like, I guess she had a quote in 92 that was like, I'm not retarded. And then in the article, she's like, everyone thinks that, no, apparently she never talks publicly. Apparently she just has a normal American accent.
Yeah, but, of course, I'm joking.
But everyone thinks that because she lived in Korea until she was like 10 or something.
People think she talks like that?
Yeah,
she's
an
adopted Asian person. Like,
I think that she, to some extent, has been like.
Me and Stav watched some Steven Seagal TV show.
Well, that was the best thing of
like,
all time.
So he's like a police. What is his name?
I don't even fucking remember.
Elijah Kane.
That's right, Elijah Kane. And he's heading
he's a Cajun police officer in Seattle.
In Seattle. Now, clearly, what happened was this was written for New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything about it was New Orleans, and then I don't know what happened.
They
had to move it to Seattle. Because like one of the like plot points is like people. He claims that people moved to Seattle.
She's calling me?
Dasha, and then you have a strawberry and a rabbit and a heart.
That she put that in my phone.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that, man.
She just put emojis next to her name.
That's cute. Don't be ashamed of that.
Don't be ashamed.
I didn't do it myself. I'm just saying.
That's cute that you
did
that.
don't know.
She said she's cheating on
she
you?
Say, yeah, she said she's not cheating on me.
She was like the extra little dick cream.
She loves me.
To make your dick... I don't know, something. Yeah. Is it came
Adam.
In?
Adam, you didn't put on your small dick cream.
Small dick cream all over the... My I don't know, Russian dolls, whatever the fuck
that
bitch Sting plays dolls. With.
Woo!
Yeah, get it.
Take that,
fucking
Dasha.
Russian ass teacup.
Eric Garland reported her to the FBI today.
What the?
Someone tweeted that they're like, if you're involved with the KGB or the Russian mob, I will hunt you down. Dasha like quote tweeted it was like, yeah, catch me if you can, bitch. And then Eric Garland was like,
the guy FBI, that like insane.
Yeah, that insane guy. Yeah.
The game theory guy?
At FBI New York or something. Yeah, yeah.
What? Yeah. Does he follow her?
No, he just saw it and he was like, we gotta get it.
Who the fuck was that guy to begin with?
That guy has like.
Was he just a writer and he just made that horrible thread?
He's just this guy that like snorts Adderall and then like freaks out about Bernie Sanders being a KGB agent.
He reminds me of that one guy that tried to like ask out Starbucks, a 16-year-old at Starbucks. You remember that guy?
Who?
Yeah.
Doesn't Eric Garland kind of look like him?
A little bit. Yeah.
Who's that guy's always talking about like how because of polymers?
I wish I could read the entirety of The Power Broker.
You could,
it's
bro.
So long, dude.
I would love to read the Power
I
Broker.
Always say I'm going to do it, and then I
Let's
remember
do it.
I'm
Let's
illiterate.
Start a book club.
Who wrote it?
Caro.
Robert Caro.
Cool name.
Yeah. We should start, the three of us, a book club.
Let's do a book club,
and
man.
Then we can break it up. One-third Stav, one-third me, one-third you, yeah. And then we just give each other
like,
the Stav, gist.
What happened to your part? I don't know.
Well,
I ate an edible.
I didn't do my reading. Okay.
The Twizzlers, but the kind you pull apart, those shits, instead of the original. Because the original is bullshit. It's like, stop, the book.
No, I like the original,
three Twinkies,
first of all. The originals are better than the
Chinese food, three Twinkies, Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
I know how to live, baby. No, I'm definitely going to turn my life around once this foot heals up, guys. Don't you worry.
Suck my dick, I'm good.
Although I do love being on the road. I've just been fucked up every day.
Suck me. Suck me very dick.
Suck me. Suck me very
dick. Suck me very dick.
Why is that so funny?
Because it doesn't make any sense.
It makes no suck my very dick. Yeah, oh, no, wait. I think it's suck my very dick. Yeah. Isn't that it?
Suck me very dick.
Yeah. Suck me very dick.
Yeah.
The less sense something makes, the better it is.
Yeah. For sure. We can all agree there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, fuck you. I'll do a book club and I'll fucking wow you with my intellect and insights, motherfuckers. Uh-huh. Pick a book. I'll read it right now.
Pick the Sharon Stone autobiography.
Okay.
Did she really write
it? Pussy?
With her pussy?
Yeah.
Dude, she's so fucking hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so cool she showed her pussy in that movie.
It really is.
What
so
movie?
Cool.
Oh, right. Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction.
Mm-hmm. How about a movie called Fatal Instinct?
Uh-huh. I always confuse those two movies.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
Literally everybody does.
I don't know why.
Because the Fatal
it's
Attraction.
Michael Douglas. It sounds similar.
Michael Douglas is in
right.
them both.
Basic Instinct is to fuck. So it would be an instinct to cheat on your wife.
That is true.
Yeah.
It's like it is an instinct.
Whomst Among Us is sort of the
Fatal
title.
Attraction, I think, is a much better movie.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, Basic Instinct is a much better movie. Fatal Attraction.
Basic Instinct, sorry. Yeah.
Is that the
fuck.
One with,
The one with Sharon Stone is much better.
It's a good movie.
It's a good-ass movie.
Yeah. The one with
it's
Glenn
called
Close
Paul
Verhoeven. Is a fucking, you know, a comedy, basically.
Yeah.
When's the last time you watched the RoboCop, the Verhoeven RoboCop?
It's somewhat recently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sick. It's so good.
I'm about to watch it.
He's amazing.
You know what I wanted to watch, but I didn't. When Burt Reynolds died, I want to just watch some Burt Reynolds movies, man.
Smokey and the Bandit. Cop and a Half.
Mm-hmm.
Boogie Nights?
Not Boogie Nights. That's old. I wanted to see him in his prime.
Yeah.
I didn't want the comeback. I want the actual.
He was good.
I didn't realize what a star he was. Like, he was apparently like
huge.
The biggest box office draw for like 8 years or some shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Off like Smokey and the Bandit.
Was he in The Player?
That movie's like, he's just in a hat driving.
Yeah.
Like, that's the whole plot of that movie. It's like, I'm wearing a hat and I'm driving and I'm going to fuck Sally.
I'm Ryan Shutt and I'm gay. listen, I'm Ryan Shutt and I'm gay. I wish I could do Burt Reynolds.
Turd Ferguson was so good.
I'm Ryan Shutt and I'm gay.
I remember Norm played Norm played Burt Reynolds in
Celebrity Jeopardy.
No. My Name Is Earl. He like appeared in the show as Burt Reynolds. And then I think Burt Reynolds was really in it. Like I swear to God, something fucked up like that happened. Dude. Yeah. I used to watch My Name Is Earl, dude.
It was Jason Lee, the fucking Presley. Scientologist skater.
Is he Scientologist?
And the fat guy from Butterfly Effect. And from
also Boy Meets World.
I was laughing about imagining Philip
Seymour
Hoffman.
He's Vader's son
playing Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Like a very serious Ed Sheeran biopic.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's
just old as hell.
My bed sheets smell like you. My fucking bed sheets smell like you. Please come back over. Just come back over.
Have you ever seen pics of Ed Sheeran's tattoos?
They're horrific.
Ghastly. Terrible.
You know who Paul who did you just talk about?
Paul Verhoeven?
No.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. Sorry, man. My brain's fucked up.
Paul Seymour
Philip Seymour Hoffman would have been a really good who's that guy, the Breitbart guy who ran Trump's campaign?
Steve Brandon.
Steve Brendan. Yeah, Steve Bannon. Bannon.
Yeah, I said that.
Steve Brandon.
I said that. I said that on this program.
Did you?
You're going to become fucking president. We're going to make you president.
Because when Nick said that, all I could think of was like, for whatever reason.
He would be amazing as Bannon.
Just let me be fucking president.
Yeah.
He could also be Trump.
I wish I could do Hoffman.
My friend just
You were pretty close.
It's somewhere in there. It's something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty close.
I don't know. It's too far away.
You saw the
although I will say I've gotten much better at Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, you have.
I can fucking do him now.
It sounds a little Giamatti.
No, it doesn't fucking sound like
Paul
Giamatti.
What's Giamatti?
I just want to get my dick sucked by a child. Is that too much to ask? To just have a child suck my dick.
Relax, man. Let's have some wine.
Jesus fucking Christ. Does somebody want to let this guy fuck a kid or what?
Fuck, dude.
So let's go around the room real quick. Woody Allen.
Guilty.
Innocent.
Guilty.
Innocent.
Mm-hmm. Guilty, for innocent. Sure. Innocent. Jewishly guilty.
Misunderstood. Yeah. Jazz. Jazz.
How old was Soon-Yi,
though? Jazz clarinet.
Huh?
She was 21 when they first hooked up.
Nuh-uh.
These people they think I fucked my retarded daughter.
Or maybe 19. She was on a trip home from college.
That is weird. You have to admit that.
Mm-hmm. They didn't start chilling, according to the article.
Bro, that's a little fucking weird.
Until she was 18.
daughter.
Credit Woody Allen.
It wasn't his daughter.
For inventing on the breathing
it's
on
Andre
the pussy
Previn's
the
daughter.
Move.
Yeah.
Stepdaughter?
He should get his star.
No, it's his girlfriend's daughter.
He should get his star in the Walk of Fame back for that alone.
His girlfriend's daughter. What?
I said he should get his star in the Walk of Fame back for that alone.
Woody?
You're coming up with the breathing on the pussy through the underwear move.
Yep, that was his move.
It's a classic move.
Classic move.
And a lot of people don't give him credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, try it out.
I do not think that he should get his star back for that. I would like to be on record.
Yeah. Like, where'd you learn that? Woody Allen.
Imagine you doing that and it going over so well. And you'd be like, where'd you pick
imagine
that
Woody
up?
Imagine Woody Allen going down.
And be like, yeah, well, you know how Woody Allen, like, allegedly raped his 3-year-old daughter or whatever?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yes, I kind of picked it up from that. I think he's innocent, by the way, but
And we love you too, Soon-Yi.
Imagine Woody Allen going down on a woman and then just starting sneezing, like just starting to sneeze all over her pussy. He's like,
I don't think we explained Yes Ma'am on the show.
No.
Yes Ma'am is like good boys, like good big boys. I got these cousins that are just like, they're in their 30s and they look like they're still growing at like 6'6" and 300 pounds.
Yeah.
You know,
but they don't look fat. They're big. They're
no,
like
they're
husky.
Fat.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, they're husky, I guess. But, you know, like basketball shorts and slides.
Right.
They don't know how to buy clothes that fit.
Right. Well, my brother's a yes, ma'am guy, too. Yeah, my brother Nick, they have to love breakfast.
Yeah, they love breakfast is a big thing.
And they love
respect.
Their families.
They love their families. They can't wait
and
to say sir.
They love helping their families.
Right. They can't wait to say sir to grandpa.
Yes.
And, like, bring him his slippers or whatever. Well, we love you, too, grandpa.
Yes, sir, grandpa.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes ma'am, Grandma. We love you, Grandma.
I would love more hash browns, Grandma.
I would love an extra sausage link, Grandma. Thank you. That's right. You start every day with respect and a 15,000-calorie breakfast.
Dude, it's insane how much my little brother eats. He eats more than me.
Yeah.
He just fucking
yes, ma'am.
Works out and is a yes, ma'am guy. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Breakfast.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
But the breakfast...
But the breakfast.
But the breakfast, ma'am.
But the breakfast, ma'am.
But the
yes,
breakfast.
Yes, Grandma, I would like to eat your pussy, ma'am.
Yes, I do yes, fuck ma'am, my grandma. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, I have had sex with my own grandmother.
Suck me. Suck me very dick.
Suck me very dick.
Wait, I think that porn star Rocco Siffredi in that documentary said he had sex with his grandma.
No, shut up.
Or maybe it was just some old bitch. Wow. I'm forgetting.
Talk about Rocco's modern life. Jesus Christ, talk about Rocco's modern life over here.
That yeah, did you guys hear about amazing. This porn star, Rocco Siffredi? Apparently had sex with his own grandma. Talk about Rocco's modern life over here.
You remember it was a cartoon I would put on while I was having sex with one of the boys in the neighborhood. A lot of people start having gay sex in fourth grade, I'd say.
Joe, do you want to fuck Rocco Siffredi?
Yeah, yeah, I guess I could. Depends on how nice those bathrooms in Italy are.
I know I've brought it up before, but that documentary is unbelievable.
Yeah, you love that doc. Yeah.
He's just so passionate about pussy. I've never heard someone talk about
was he molested?
Loving pussy
like, what
more.
The fuck?
I think maybe it wasn't his grandma, but I think he was
an
like,
old lady.
I had the, you know, his dick is huge. He's like, my dick was so hard, and he just pulled it out and... This old lady just sucked his dick
Whoa.
That he left in shame, like
that
crying.
Rules.
I think he said it was like one suck, too.
That's awesome. But so, this like guy so was literally, his dick was so big, he was objectified for it. Uh-huh. By like an old Italian bitch needed a taste of that fucking 12
year old
hard dick.
I imagine life in Italy. Yeah. Just people commuting by
Ragu
boat to fuck their grandma. You fuck your mommy and then you fuck your mommy's mommy.
How you making a sauce with a hard dick?
You
come here.
You have to go and eat any bowl
they
to
love
fuck
let me suck
moms.
Your dick, you make the sauce.
They love the mommies.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
The Italians, the original yes, ma'am.
Italians, that's why it's incestuous. See, the yes, ma'am boys are wholesome. They love breakfast. And
they do.
Have a genuine love for their grandparents. The Italians mm-hmm. love dinner and sauce.
That's true.
And mm-hmm. and promiscuity and mm-hmm. all the darker elements.
Of course. Dinner time is a very promiscuous
yeah.
meal.
Fuck that shit.
It's the naughtiest meal
it's
of all.
It's naughtiest. It's incestuous.
Breakfast is wholesome.
Wholesome-ass breakfast.
Lunch is pretty wholesome, too.
Lunch is all right, I guess.
But it's more business also. I think like a lot of business
I'd say
lunches.
Breakfast only and then the rest of the day for chores in the Bible.
That would make sense.
You yeah. have breakfast at 4:15 a.m.
Well, there's
morning.
Two things we love, the Padres and having breakfast.
Damn. What kind of guy should we rebrand as?
Us?
You know? I don't think I could be a yes ma'am guy. I do love breakfast. But I don't respect my elders.
I was saying, I really want to be one of those like worn out guys from one of those recent period dramas
mm-hmm.
who's like, you know, maybe working at like the state archives in Spotlight. Mm. And they're like, wait a minute, you mean people knew about this the whole time? It's like, yeah, nobody gave a shit.
Right.
We tried talking.
You tried
about
to do it 10 years ago.
We tried
right.
to do something 10 years ago.
One yeah. of you want to be like a librarian.
Yeah, but one of the like the burned out ones smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
You think anybody gives
an
a
archivist.
Shit about...
Yeah. Lester yeah. from The Wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, working down in the
nobody
basement.
Nobody gives a
yeah.
shit about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although Lester got some good pussy, too. Remember that? That
he got pussy, yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
got, like, a stripper just was his girlfriend, which mm. seems pretty unethical. Mm. But good for him. That's the thing I love about
oh,
The
right.
Wire.
He, like, saved a troubled woman.
He was Captain
Save-A-Ho,
dude.
Fucking her.
Yeah, he started
that
fucking
is
a stripper.
Yeah.
All right, McNutty.
McNutty.
Damn, shouts out to Lester. And yeah. British black guy also.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
String?
No. The Lester. He was British too.
Oh, really?
That actor.
Yeah.
String.
They either went West Baltimore, like yeah. straight from the hood, yeah. or they went British Shakespearean actors.
Somebody that's never acted before that has like lead paint poisoning.
Yeah. Mm. That pronounces dog Doug.
Yeah. Or, yeah, because, like, Snoop was...
Snoop ruled.
Snoop's
yeah,
a real criminal.
Basically raised by drugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Her parent was crack.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get to be gay.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be back with the boys.
Yeah, it was for a little bit there.
Yeah. What, especially when we said...
Yes, ma'am.
No. We got... Just something about being gay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just something about loving having gay sex. Yeah, Tom Myers, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Everett did gay sex.
Everett gay sex.
Yeah, now I'm laughing about it again.
We should just go do a show in Havre de Grace, dude. Yeah. The Hello? Ultimate disrespect.
I titled the last episode, I don't know if you guys saw it, R2 Me Too.
I did not.
And I don't know if anyone's already done that bit, but little that's robot a good bit. That's like... And they're like, Han Solo did what to you? Yeah, he's been
he fucked my little robot pussy. Mm-hmm.
Well, you already did the bit that he was just saying the N-word the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's an old, that's an
that's
old
an oldie.
The yeah. classic. Like, R2, Lando is right there. Lando, I'm so sorry. It happens all the time. I'm literally the only one in space.
It's so funny to get mad at black people being in Star Wars.
Well, it's like the funniest thing 4chan did was like when that new Star Wars came out and there was that black stormtrooper.
Yeah.
And they got like a leaked version of it and like somehow got like some news site to report that Republicans were mad that it's basically D-Ray in space. That was like fake quote that they made.
Is 4chan still kicking?
I don't know. Who knows? I think it's all on Reddit now.
Mm. Isn't 4chan all about QAnon now?
Speaking of which, did you see the Jim Norton documentary?
Documentary?
Yeah. Well, the ONA guys have been making documentaries about everybody. They made a mean one about Ant, and then they did one about Joe Matarese.
Joe Matarese? What?
Yeah, I didn't watch. I didn't watch either the Ant or
what
the
Matarese. What do you
Matarese
mean a docu? Like a an hour? YouTube?
What do you mean? What do you mean by a documentary?
Wait, they got
you know
like they got interviews and stuff, or they just like no, cut together a bunch of
yeah,
shit?
A lot of like footage from the
what
show.
What
ONA
guys like on Reddit?
Yeah, yeah. The
oh,
Reddit guys.
Okay. All that's
right. Crazy. I thought you meant an hour and 20 minute long documentary about Jim Norton called "The Worm Has Turned."
What the fuck? Imagine doing that with your life,
dude. It's really
that probably
well done.
Took weeks.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And the guy who narrated, I don't know if he's actually British or he's just like good at doing the voice, but he like
oh he's doing
oh he did yeah, like yeah. a Adam Curtis.
The yeah, yeah. It's really funny because like there's like all these like
that's amazing.
These jokes in there, he's talking about how like Jim like turned on Louis C.K. or whatever.
Did he?
And he's like. It's like, this is in stark contrast to a lot of his fellow comedians' opinions. Even fat piece of shit Robert Kelly defended those. <anyway. laughs> The casual way. She describes Bobby as, even fat piece of shit Robert Kelly.
That rocks.
Yeah.
Was Joe Matarese even on ONA?
No, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Is
I like Joe, but I didn't realize.
That's.
He was
I mean,
part
I like barely
guys.
Even know anything about Opie and Anthony. I mostly was like a Patrice fan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We would. The clip. You listen to the YouTube clips.
Right.
The Patrice and.
Yeah, I only know
the Bill
O'Neil
Burrs
from YouTube.
And some Louis. Yeah. Some Louis ones.
It was like someone in the comments last.
Was it on Terrestrial
implied
Radio?
Implied that we stole. Cruisin' Joe from Cruisin' Colin. And it's like, I'm sorry, I don't have like a
calling
fucking
someone gay
encyclopedia of everything Anthony Cumia ever said in my fucking head.
Also
yeah. He invented calling someone gay as a bit. Yeah. Just calling a random comedian gay.
Although that is again Cruisin' Colin, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Oh boy, can I suck your cock in this bathroom?
That's my Colin.
That's a great Colin. Yeah. That sounds exactly like him. I wasn't even going to attempt it because I know I can't even come
no,
close.
No, you could probably do it.
I can't think of what he sounds like.
Does he
like
have
in
a speech
head.
Impediment? It's real New York. Yeah. He sounds New York.
Yeah, it's very New York.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, yeah.
No, he doesn't have a speech impediment.
You know.
But
you
is he
you
runs,
know.
His words are kind of like, he runs his words together or something.
I don't know.
I don't know. He's a
yeah I can't even
he's
I can't,
a king
I can't get a full like clear image in my head of what his voice sounds like, so I know I can't do an impression.
I mean, I'm sure if we heard it, but
I don't think I can.
Yeah,
you could at some point, dude. I believe in you.
I'm Colin Quinn. I'm gay.
Yeah. I'm Colin Quinn, and I'm gay, and I'm Ryan Shutt.
I'm gay.
And I'm also Colin Quinn.
My name's Ryan Shutt. I'm the head of advertising. I'm gay.
Oh, that sounded like John Hamm? Yeah, good. Yeah.
Why?
I'm Ryan Shutt.
Why would you be named Ryan Shutt if you couldn't put your mouth on another man's penis? A man's dick isn't just a cock. It's an opportunity. Something to aspire to. It's something that is inside of us all. Putting a dick inside of you. That's the campaign. I'm Ryan Shutt, and I'm gay.
And I'm also Obama.
And I'm Barack Obama. And I'm gay. Don, are you okay? Don, are you all right?
Don? Yeah. Don. Yeah. He's just taking acid in his fucking room.
What are memories? Are they aspirational? What do memories mean to us? Does it mean being gay with another man?
The U Polaroid. Yeah. You can use them to take pictures of men you've just had anonymous gay sex with.
Pittsburgh doesn't make steel. They make gay men. Like Ryan Shutt, who I am.
And I'm also Obama, and I'm also gay.
And I'm also Barack Obama.
A child that has yet to be born. A child whose teen mom is somewhere being down with a swirl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny calling people gay as different guys who are Barack Obama.
What the fuck is John Hamm up to, man? I feel like he should have been in like a big ass movie.
He
by
was
now.
In Baby Driver.
He does all the voiceovers for like Mercedes.
Yeah, he's on everything. Yeah, he's. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I know he's caked
Mercedes.
Up.
Mercedes. It's a car you can have gay sex in. The thing I love about a Mercedes is the amount of gay sex you can have. Why come to Bethlehem? What about Bethlehem is great? Possibly. The ability to have unlimited gay sex. Pittsburgh, the home of gay sex.
What was that episode? He's trying to like, he's not trying to sell U.S. steel. He's trying to sell Pennsylvania or something.
I don't remember.
Remember that one?
No. I don't remember that. I remember that. Wasn't one of the cigarette guy trying to rape him or something?
He tried to rape Sal. Yeah, gay guy.
Sal. Sal, the guy who just loved his mother so much. Yeah.
Damn.
That's what being gay used to be. Just loving your mom.
But that's what...
That's being Italian.
I know. So Sal was double Italian.
But that's what I was saying the other day when you were talking about train guys being gay. Sal went and became a train guy after he was
a
disgraced homosexual. Yeah, yeah.
He just got a bindle and got a...
Yes, dude. They cut to him.
That didn't happen.
I swear to God, they cut to him and he's like warming his fucking shit around a fire and the implication is him and the boys are about to have gay sex.
I watched Mad Men. I never really got into it.
It's not... Now people are going to get mad at me.
It's
good. I didn't think it was that good.
It's good, but it feels like the kind of
thing
that,
I thought the first three seasons, you got the gist of it, and it never really went anywhere.
Yeah, I agree. I like the first three seasons.
And it's
I
not
just started Sopranos again last night.
Oh, you just watched that, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll rewatch that.
I wish I could do a fucking Gandolfini, you know?
That's good. Yeah,
yeah, it's close. Not that. Yeah.
Well,
fucking Gandolfini.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck is the matter with you?
The fuck is the matter with you?
I gotta practice that more.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm gonna get a... I'm gonna figure
but
out
it's
a
also
Gandolfini.
He does like... He does an SH sound for an S. He's like dish, you know?
Yeah.
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 Just calm. You said we were going to have gay sex. No, I got to. I'll work on it. I got to. That's going to go back in the workshop, and I'll come back with
we'll
a candle.
Do gay Sopranos.
You watch. Dude, we're gay Sopranos will happen. Tone.
Pull your cock out of my ass.
Tone. Junior's going around town fucking all the black guys. These are all black guys to fuck Tone.
Palm.
The fuck is the matter with you?
The fuck.
You're lucky a man I love died today. You're lucky a fucking man I did. How? Where is he? Where
You're
is
lucky
he?
You're lucky. I don't know.
I gotta think about it. Think about it.
The fucking situation.
She was a fucking horror. I can do Ralph.
I cannot believe how much Ralph disrespected the Bing, man.
Yeah.
You know? Killing that hoorah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. Show some fucking respect to the Bing.
Because he got obsessed with Gladiator.
That might become
my
life's work, is to be able to do a functional impression of every single character of The Sopranos.
Including the women?
Including the women.
Okay. Tom. You know what your problem is, Tony?
That could be any of the women.
Yara.
Yeah. No, that's not Melfi.
Remember when, like, Tony sort of kind of might fucked Adriana?
Yeah.
And then they get in that accident?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was weird.
Yeah.
He technically didn't do it, but he probably was going to, right?
Yeah, he's a monster.
Damn.
He's a bad guy.
But he's got such a cute smile.
I mean, I root for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we root
he's
for
the
bad,
boss.
We root for bad people. That's he's the why boss, this dude. You gotta pop. Exactly. Some people love this show. Mm-hmm. We all secretly want Woody Allen to get his star back for inventing the breathing on the pussy. Mm-hmm.
That's we do not just Nick wants to do that. And
every American's heart.
That is not
my every American's
opinion.
Heart, they imagine Barack Obama.
Like, Ryan Shutt in blackface. Yeah, right. Restoring Woody Allen's Hollywood.
Today, we honor Woody Allen for inventing the pussy breathing over the panties move. P.S. I'm gay and I'm Ryan Shutt.
Ah,
Adam's dumbass just hit his teeth.
Ryan shit my pants.
I'm Ryan shit and I'm gay.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah. You know, I'm mad that Mr. Doubtfather didn't come up on the show, because I feel like that would have been a great thing to riff out, and it kind of was wasted.
Yeah.
Even recounting it.
It wasn't. It's like when you microwave fries.
Ain't the same, man. You know? It is. It's exactly like when you microwave fries.
It's not the same, bro. If you microwave them and then maybe toast them.
Yeah, you microwave anything, it tastes like fucking shit second time around.
No.
Name one thing that's better in the microwave.
I mean, not better, but serviceable.
Yeah.
It's like porridge.
Rice in the microwave.
Rice
old rice.
Bad.
Damn, my
bad,
man,
bad.
My man's saving and reheating porridge.
I haven't had porridge in like 12 years, probably. Yeah, yeah. But it's exactly,
you know what?
The kind
I respect
of thing.
That move, Sav.
Chili. How about that? Chili, motherfucker.
Better than the first time?
No. Nah. Yes, actually, because of the flavors.
Nah,
actually.
You got a stove. Heat the chili on the stove.
I mean, but it's just as good.
I think that when I make a spaghetti bolognese, the next day it's better.
Yeah, when it's cold.
No, in the microwave.
It's because, you know, it's not better than it would be cold, because the chili gets better as it ages.
True, for
sure. So that's not the microwave making it better, that's time.
Yeah, but motherfucker, you know, we can look at what it is and what it isn't, but it just is better out of the microwave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Damn. I want to kill myself. I hope I die soon.
No, you're going to live, unfortunately, dude.
It's nice that you've gone from I want to kill myself to I want to kill myself.
Yeah.
You know? Just like a
It is so annoying to be like, because I was like so happy for a week when I could first walk. And then I was like, I'm on the road. It feels awesome. And then this weekend, it was fun. But I was like, oh, yeah, no. Now that it's normal, I want to kill myself again.
Yeah.
Once it just becomes life. Even though, shouts out to the cum boys. We have a bunch of cum boys that are like
in Lafayette, Louisiana.
In Lafayette, that are like, what's the like good kind of lawyer, like public defenders?
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Shouts out to them. I don't want to say
boys.
Their names because,
good boys.
You know, whatever.
Yes, ma'am.
But they also, I went to their house after the show and just got stoned to shit and ate pizza.
Oh, cool.
It's pretty tight.
Yeah, they're doing something good for the world.
For the world, yeah.
Stony baloney.
And then in motherfucking New Orleans, I just had... We should get some oysters, boys. We should go get
oysters. Dude. We always talk about getting
oysters.
We
got oysters last year. It was great.
Yeah, oysters are good.
I got some in New Orleans. They were good. But
we should go to Rehoboth Beach for last summer romp.
Yeah.
Summer's over, dude. It was Labor Day.
Oh, is it?
No, technically summer.
Fall doesn't start until September 22nd.
That's exactly correct. How did you know that off the top of your head?
Because it's not a hard thing to remember. It's like an easy...
No.
Damn, how did you know when Christmas was?
No, dude, no. The first day of fall is not Christmas.
That's not...
That's an interesting pull.
It's a pull.
Right, Adam?
No, respect on the pull.
Thank you.
I don't think so.
When is the first day of spring?
First day of spring is... April.
So you know fall more. Interesting.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, Nick likes it's always like
the 22nd, because like June 22nd is the beginning of summer, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it starts later than you think.
Interesting.
Yeah, so June, July, August, September.
Are all the seasons the same length in days?
Yeah, yeah.
They are?
Yep.
365 isn't an even number.
Yes.
Yeah, 365, you can't divide by four, dog.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're fucking lying.
Yeah, but not all the days have the same.
But there's leap
months.
Years, dog.
Yeah, but the months don't have the same amount of days.
Mm. So what?
Yeah, so
what
it doesn't matter if it's equally divisible by four.
Yo, we are. We are the dumbest.
But it doesn't go by month.
We're the dumbest like, motherfuckers.
Like seasons don't go by month; they go by days.
Dasha was listening.
Oh,
to
Like, do the seasons have the same amount of days? The answer is no.
Okay.
No,
but they're the same. Yeah,
but
they're roughly 3 months each.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fine.
Which I was completely right about the colors, by the way.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
I don't remember what we
Dasha,
talked about.
When we were talking about the colors, she just walked into the room and was like, "You guys are fucking
retarded."
No,
and then what Dasha said was wrong.
I think I was right. Dasha, I don't remember what I said, but I was right.
I said that blue and yellow were opposites. Which
they're
I was
not.
Right. Yes, they are, dude.
You mix blue and yellow to get green. Mm-hmm. So how are they opposites?
I think
they're
what
on opposite sides of the color wheel.
White people and black people are opposites.
That is true.
No. The color. He didn't say the people.
Let's look up. Where's the?
And then he says something about the Chinese.
No, we're not getting back
into
this.
We're not doing colors again, man.
We're not getting back into this. This is a dark, dark hole to go down.
Dude, I met this kid this weekend. This kid Ian.
Which one?
Who's
Biden?
No, different Ian. Who is? I kind of want to bring him on the show, but I don't want to feel like I'm exploiting him.
Mm-hmm. He's retarded?
I wouldn't say that, but he said he would say all this wild shit, dude.
Shit, is no one listening on headphones?
No.
No.
Are all these mics good?
I set the levels.
All right. No, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Yeah, it seems good. Adam, talk.
Check.
Yeah.
Check.
We're
check.
We're doing
I was just wondering
we're
if...
We're doing it 64 just thinking, minutes into the episode. Check.
Anyway, so you're with this kid, Ian.
Oh, yeah. And he was saying just the funniest shit. He's like, you're working on a thing. He was... working in a bathroom at one of the locations, and he got fired or something, so he like sent an email to the production company and asked for a PA job, and they gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But you can ask him like any question, and he would just respond to it with some wild nonsense. And he talks about it. He's got a girlfriend at Harvard.
Nice.
Whose name is Skylar, after the girl from Good Will Hunting. And my friend was like, "Are you good at math? Are you like Good Will Hunting?" And he was like, "No, I'm not really good at math, but I'm good enough to fake it." It's like,
what?
That's literally the one thing you
that
can't fake.
No sense.
You can't fake math.
It's not like looking like you're playing guitar.
Yeah, right.
Like, what? You fake it by just telling people you're good at math and then no one asking any follow-up questions, because that's the least interesting thing you could say.
And so I was laughing so hard at him saying that. And then he's like, I came back in, he's telling a story about like, yeah, in high school, in team sports, I love playing team sports, but we would play pranks on the other team. Like, one time we pretended I was a genius. The implication being that he's clearly not a genius.
To pretend he's a genius.
Yeah. So the team was like, let's pretend Ian's a genius. And he doesn't understand that, like, they were all just fucking with him.
So you met a retarded guy.
Yeah, basically.
What even is that prank?
Like, a retarded guy with a girlfriend at Harvard.
What did he think the prank was?
Yeah, and then I was laughing so hard from him saying that, and he goes, "You want to know something cool I could do?" And I go, "What?" And he goes, "Bull whips." And I go, "What, cracking them?" And he goes, "I could do more than that." And then he explains that he puts a piece of linguine in his mouth and cracks the linguine with the bull whip. And he's like, for the, I don't want to say the name of it because I don't want people finding this guy.
Yeah.
But he showed me a video of him in a talent show. And he's like cracking linguine out of his mouth with a bullwhip.
I guarantee you they find him.
Oh, yeah.
Half of that. Half of that video alone.
They're like, RIP Ian.
Beep, burp, boop, burp, like computer noises. They're like, downloading Ian's social security number. Posting Ian's social onto Reddit.
Doxing his sister's tits.
Raping Ian's family via iCloud hacks.
Oh, no.
I gotta go, I think.
You gotta go, huh? Little Miss Adam has to go to her
teacup
festival.
I'm the one ending the app.
Adam
today
has something so important. Yet. What are you doing?
Sucking a mix.
I gotta go home and do something.
Puchadel?
What do you have to do?
It's a personal thing. It has to do with that small dick cream that you guys brought up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You have to rub it on your ass.
Roscoe needs his butterfingers.
Roscoe?
Damn.
Isn't that guy's name? Yeah, my
your son?
My illegitimate child, or Dosh's illegitimate child.
Dad, mom the said her friend. Dad, mom said her and her best friend Roscoe were going on a platonic getaway to a sex club in Germany. They said they're going as friends to a sex club together. So we have the whole weekend to practice basketball.
Mom is going. What's that horny sandals resort in Jamaica?
Is there a horny one?
Oh, horny sandals.
No, there's a horny one. Yeah. I think it's called.
I'm going to open it. Well, I'm going to become one of those like pacemaker Tommy Bahama guys and open a tiki bar called Horny Sandals.
First of all, motherfucker, I am clearly going to be that guy.
It's called like
that's clearly my fucking retirement plan. Is to be just a fat as shit with a fucking Hawaiian shirt and a horny ass bar.
Horny Sandals. The tiki bar. In College Park, Maryland. Yeah.
Just somewhere, nowhere near water. Like, just fucking 40 miles at least inland from any body of water.
The Glen Burnie Tiki Bar.
Or no, yeah, I do it on a waterfront in Essex.
Yeah. Like, Rivera Beach.
It's called Hedonism. Hedonism 2 in Negril, Jamaica.
Ooh, let's go.
Damn, Negril,
it's only,
huh?
You got to be horny to go there.
Hey, man, check and check.
It's adults only.
Oh, by the way, real last through the week, R.L. Stevens for raping all those women.
R.L. Stein.
Who the fuck is that?
I don't know. He's some guy.
Some DSA.
Some fucking guy.
So he's a rapist?
I felt like it's our responsibility to bring a shed a light on these things.
To some rapist?
To shed a light on these things.
Is he R.L. Stein's son?
No, they have a different last name. That's not how names work.
It is in China.
Yeah, thank you. True. Maybe he's Chinese, Adam. You ever think of that? Maybe R.L. Stein is a Chinese son named R.L. Stein.
R.L. Stein is a Jamaican
who's also a rapist or whatever.
Yeah.
I want you to meet my son, R.L. Stevens.
You mean L.R.?
R.L. Stein. Oh, you made that joke.
I did. Wow, that's good. Goosebumps. The boy who didn't finish his math homework. Do Chinese people get scared? Probably not, huh?
No. I don't know. I feel
during
like
the rape of Nanking, they were probably scared.
Nope.
You don't think so?
No.
All right.
I realized the other day the reason they call them Siamese twins is because you cannot discern regular Chinese twins from just siblings. There's no way of knowing.
At a Hedonism,
so they don't have
too?
A word for twins when it's two people that share genes. It's
only attached.
They have to be physically attached. They're like, oh, they're twins. Yeah. Otherwise, that could be literally anybody. I'm Ryan Shutt. I'm Chinese.
And I'm restoring Woody Allen's Walk of Fame star. all right. Well, come see us at Funny Moms on the 24th.
Who's there?
We got
Connor O'Malley.
Connor O'Malley. Wilfred Padua. I booked him. He's funny.
Yeah. Wilfred. Yeah. Andy's roommate.
He's funny as shit from Seattle. A couple more people. I will be in Chicago. Friday's already sold out, the 21st, so buy tickets to the 22nd. Two shows Saturday in Chicago at the fucking Lincoln Lodge. And then that's pretty much it. Come see us in fucking Australia, guys. Sydney on the 23rd. Melbourne on the 26th. Brisbane, get Brisbane on the 28th.
And we're doing Cumfest next spring at Hedonism 2.
Negril,
Jamaica.
Do you know where
they have a nude side and a prude side?
How about Inspector Gadget, but the helicopter thing comes out of his ass?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Where are you going, Inspector Gadget? Yeah.
His cock just dangling.
I love it, dude.
And we are going, I don't know, do we know the dates for Atlanta, Charlotte, all
those?
We should find those.
Yeah.
At some point, we're going to some place.
In November.
I don't care about anything anymore.
The only one I have on my calendar is Nashville on the 11th.
All right, we're going to give ourselves a week to to announce those dates.
Okay, all right, we'll figure it out.
So sometime in the next week, we're going to announce it on the pod.
All right, goodbye, everybody.